We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I want to play the game. And Bumgarner was playing the game the way the old people wanted to play the game. And I see this all the time. I see coaches, like, you know, you follow different things on Instagram and social media. And here's my theory. Whatever makes you like the sport, whatever sport it is, lean into it. If you're a coach, get the young people excited. So I see a lot of old school baseball coaches. When you hit a double, you shouldn't dance. You shouldn't do a bow and arrow to the dugout. That's what the young kids do. They get on base maybe two or three times out of 10. All right. And when they get there, they want to celebrate. It's not like basketball where you hit 50% of your shots.
Right.
You're actually failing significantly more.
Right.
So I want to see the guys at the big league level have fun. I want to see excitement. Jazz Chisholm is one of the more flamboyant, exciting players in baseball. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Hurt a lot, you know, young guy, but he's very flamboyant. To me, he is a microcosm of the movement of the youth.
Yep.
Well, this is what he said on a podcast. What's the podcast, guys? The name of the podcast?
The Pivot. Ryan Clark?
The
Pivot. The Pivot.
This sounds like an NBA player or an NFL player, not a baseball player. And that's why I want to play it, because I think it's very, very fascinating. Listen to what he said about the clubhouse dynamics.
I'm like, I was already a team leader without being called a team leader. But the vets, you can't be a team leader when you got guys in the clubhouse that's been in there for 9-10 years. Even though they suck, they've been there for 9-10 years.
Yeah.
And the team calls them the team captain, but like, they're not a good captain. They're not a good person. You're not even a good athlete at this point.
Yeah.
You're just here.
Yeah.
And you're bringing down the young guys that are supposed to be good. Bro, like, I watched someone get called up to the big leagues, supposed to be like top three prospects on our team, right? He gets up there, hits a homer. Like, first or second at bat, hits a homer, right? His next at bat, he goes and does the Juan Soto shuffle, right? Like, he's a kid. His favorite player is Juan Soto. He just got to the big leagues. Tell me why he comes in the dugout after he walks, get around the base, comes in the dugout after these vets sit on the side of him and start yelling at him, saying, bro, you're not Juan Soto, bro. You shouldn't be doing that. Juan Soto is an all-star, da-da-da-da. You can't be doing that. Bro, what do you mean? He's having fun, bro. We playing a kids games.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I step in and say, bro, y'all better back up off this boy, bro. This man is starting. He's playing every day for us. Why are y'all in his face? Y'all don't even play every day. What's up? Like, get off my man, bro. He's supposed to be helping us win when y'all bringing him down.
Now, you can go a lot of different directions with this. You look at the Giants. They've been boring for a long time. They lack guys like this.
Yeah.
I look at the Warriors, and I look at Jordan Poole, and I think it sparked a lot of older fans like, why are you so arrogant?
Well,
why do you play that way? Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I think people forget during the championship season, they were all about Jordan Poole.
No,
we're all having pool parties.
I agree.
But then when the team started struggling, we needed to point a finger at somebody. And so who are you going to be loyal to? The guys who have been here the longest, or the young hotshot who you say, he hasn't really put it to work like the other guys, or quote-unquote, even though Jordan Poole was in the work, and they were tracking his usage rate in practice. The guy was working. But there was some after the fact.
Yeah.
He's too arrogant. But when he was balling and scoring 25 and helping you win games, it was all good.
Don't you see this a lot in the NFL, too?
Oh,
prime player shows up here and thinks he's the man, and he's not that good. Like, I know we associate that probably more with wide receiver, but you see that across the board. I think there was a lot of people in Washington who thought that about Chase Young. Wouldn't you agree?
No, absolutely. By the way, shameless shout-out 745, shameless shout-out 7045. As you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HG1, San Francisco, Don't forget, you could also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search for 95.7 Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. And shout out to the Comcast Business text line as always. I see you, Zucci Maine. I see you out there. I see you out there. Oreo Cookie as well. Oreo Cookie's out there. He's with me on the fantasy. On the fantasy. Yeah, stuff. He goes, Bate Lightyears is correct. Haters are everywhere, big dog. They are hating.
I like that.
But to the whole point about
I
that whole
lock, the last loop, laugh.
That whole will get what I want. Yeah. Can so you play good. That one? Can you play that one time?
I will have the last laugh, and I will get what I want. You sound like Jazz Chisholm.
I do. Sounds like Benny.
Yeah, he does.
I will get what I want.
He sounds like a villain in Batman.
I am a villain.
I will have the last laugh, Batman, and I'll get what I want.
I am evil. Oh, they hate me in this league. Oh, they hate me. Philly Zoo, I left the conversation before Philly Zoo even chimed in. I had to. These guys are hating on me.
But
he showed his ass.
It is interesting. Like, there is a culture war going on in sports. Like, Steph Curry's a great example. Internally, we love Steph Curry. But I know, and Steiny's talked about this, and I'll give him some credit here. If you're, let's just say, the Sacramento Kings, okay? And he's, you know, dancing before the three-pointer even goes through the net. Okay. I am sure that triggers a lot of people.
Well, I mean, a lot of people around the league. When the Warriors lost that championship, and I remember talking to a beat writer.
Yeah, what'd they say?
And they were like, Vontae, teams have been wanting to beat the Warriors. They said they can't stand Steph Curry when he's big head bouncing. And we like it for the entertainment, which is why I love touchdown celebrations. Yeah. And the NBA, or excuse me, the NFL embracing the touchdown celebrations, saying, you know what? We need this in our game. The fans love it.
Yes.
We need to cater to our fans. But there are this, hey, get off my line.
Yes.
Do it the right way. No, man. These guys put in so much work to try to be successful. God bless their souls for trying to show some emotion in a baseball game or a football game.
Absolutely.
And baseball's been late to the party with this. But baseball over the last couple of years have finally started to embrace the pipping home runs going down. They saw what happened when Jose Bautista threw that bat in that wild card game against Texas. It's one of the sickest bat flips in the world ever.
Do you think that there's obviously there's the off the court stuff. So remove the off the court stuff. Maybe people can't separate the two.
Right.
But I feel like John Morant falls into this category where there are a lot of people around the league I see rooting against John Morant because of how flamboyant he is.
Well,
and I'm telling you right now, it resonates with the kids. The kids love John Morant.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that when it comes to Ja.
You don't think?
It's the off-the-court
stuff. Okay,
okay. It's the gunplay and whatnot. Ja on the court is box office.
I agree.
We love Ja's always trying to duck on somebody.
Totally agree.
We love Ja on the court. It's the other stuff that people see. It's like, Ja, how does this happen? You know, and
yes.
He can live his own life, but the stuff that gets leaked out, so people look down on strip clubs. Some people look down on being in a room full of money and naked girls. Some people look down on being, you know, and like, I'm not a fan of him showing guns off. John, you're a robot.
No, I agree with.
I get you want to be that guy, but you're not that guy.
Yeah.
You don't need to be that guy. You're a role model, and I know you didn't sign up to be that.
Yeah.
The rules when you play for an NBA franchise and carry an organization, and you get paid a lot of money, there's baked in rules to that. So, I think people love John the court. People are, but the old guard. Don't get off my lawn.
Yeah.
I don't like this. He's got the dreads. He's got the different colors. He's got the swag. Pounding his chest. You know, Iverson got the same heat.
That's a good point.
Iverson got the same heat from these guys. So I don't know what it's just some people don't like it.
Ronald Acuna essentially called out Freddie Freeman like, yeah, your style doesn't work anymore in this dugout.
Yeah, no. He was like, dude, we don't like you anyway. Like, we don't do things like that. We want to have fun.
Exactly.
And that clubhouse does seem a lot looser.
Oh, way looser. Way looser. And there's a vibe. And there tends to be a vibe. I just found it interesting. I very rarely have ever heard any baseball player just talk like that.
Right.
To the way that Jazz Chisholm was talking. And to me, it was a microcosm of where sports is going.
Yep.
Kids, people, us as the consumer, we want to be entertained and we want to have fun.
Yep.
Yes, I understand that there are certain things that people see, like running up the score and you're insulting the opponent. This is entertainment. And if we're not having fun, what are we doing?
And listen, it's a healthy respect for opponents.
Of course.
I don't think people were trying to show up opponents.
No.
Not for the most part. People want to celebrate the work because the work that you do put in, the hours that you spend to get prepared for a game, to get prepared for an at-bat, the time that goes into it. These basketball players, baseball, they're on the road all the time. They're trying to get rest and recovery and whatnot. And just trying to put in the work to be good. It takes a lot. So why not celebrate that accomplishment?
I heard Tyreek Hill on one of his podcasts was talking about, like, when I score a touchdown, I want to do something fun. You know why? Because I work 6 days a week thinking about Sunday. See? And then when I get to Sunday, I might not score. Right. So if I do score, I'm going to take a second to appreciate
it. You put in the work.
Exactly.
You put in the work right there.
He's like, when I'm running sprints in May and you don't see it, like, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do when I hit the end zone.
This is funny, Jay. Give it to me. YouTube. Pickleball standings incoming before Warriors talk. Let's talk pickleball. Pickleball, the fastest growing sport in America. Shout out Rick Barry.
Did you see the biggest injury in pickleball right now?
No, what is
Bernard Langer hurt his Achilles playing pickleball.
Oh my God.
Pickleball's legit.
Pickleball, it's a golfer.
Pickleball.
It's a joke.
Pickleball's legit. No, I didn't know.
Shout out Germany.
Michelle got a couple of pickleball paddles and some balls, and we were going to play it up the river. She had played with her family during a family reunion. I was out of town.
Right.
And she says it's extremely difficult and taxing.
Yeah.
I have yet to play. I'm in for it.
All right. Let's do it. You guys want to talk pickleball or Warriors? I'm kidding. You guys don't think we're going to talk Warriors? Relax. Relax. Just because we could talk all three sports on this show, you know, just because we could diversify our portfolio. You want to talk tennis, guys? We can talk tennis. Don't test me out there on these streets. No, I'm kidding. I'm feeling spicy today. The Fantasy Baseball League got me in an uproar. But look, man, we will get to the Warriors because
I'm going
to
be humble in this one.
They do have
you basically
a huge
called
game.
Out Big Dog City like Jazz called out Miguel Rojas.
I did.
You're really not that good.
Big Dog's not happy with me, Aaron. I can guarantee that. When the whole league. But you know what? Test me if you want to. You got 2 days. You got 48 hours to make the right decision, Big Dog. I'm putting you to the test.
Whoa.
I'm like Al Davis. I will sue the NFL. That's how I feel right now.
And win.
You know, and I will win. I will win. Trust me on that. And if I don't get my way, you just watch what happens over these next 6 months.
Bonte Boris over here.
Oh,
Scott Boris,
dude,
Bonte.
I threatened him. I said, hey, look, if I don't get what I want, I can't be bought this year. Just FYI. He did not like that. I was like, I will be bought.
Wow. You're ruining the integrity of your league.
I am. I don't care. Not now, because I thought outside the box. All right, what's coming up on the game brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. We're getting into the Warriors. 888-957-9570. Wide open phone lines, folks. Dub Nation, where you at? It's a huge game. Let's get into it. Let's recap. I know you guys talked a little about the Grizzlies. We can talk a little bit about that game. Jonathan Kaminga's ascension. This guy is coming. But also, Andrew Wiggins. There is something there with Andrew Wiggins, because if we got any hope on making a run, Andrew Wiggins has to play like he did the other night. 888-957-9570. Wide open phone lines. Let's get to the Dubs here on the Morning Roast. Brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. I will have the last laugh, and I will get what I want.
The best part of waking up is Morning Roast in your cup.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, we'll see you tonight against the Indiana Pacers. 888-957-9570. Let's get the Dubs talk cracking here. I'm ready to get into some Warriors right now. Got some stuff out of the way in the first hour. Download the free Odyssey app and listen to 95.7 The Game wherever you go. Catch every single Warriors game live on the app, along with all the music and news the Bay Area needs. Catch amazing interviews you missed too, like with George Contos. Well, man, Contos, what up, George? He joined Willard or Dibs, or actually FP yesterday. FP said Tangelo was in for Dan Dibley. Is Dan Dibley in Las Vegas for the tournament? Is he there for the first weekend? Confirmed Dan Dibley in Vegas for the tournament? Yep, he usually does that every single year, so FP is in for him. The Warriors do get a win the other night against the Grizzlies, 137-116. They go on a 31-6 run. They blow that game open there, 10-0 run in the first half. They end up going on a 22-0 run. It overall was 31-6. They blew away the Memphis Grizzlies. And one guy who played well, who, let's face it, man, we've talked a lot about him. And as Kaminga continues to rise, and he scored 26 points and 5 rebounds and 4 assists, and he looks like a keeper for the Warriors. And
a lot of people walking back their thoughts on Kaminga.
Oh, trust me, I've kept receipts on that one. A lot of people walking back on Kaminga, and a lot of people walking back their takes on Klay Thompson, who had 5 threes and scored 23 the other day. And since Klay Thompson has come off the bench in 13 games, was it 12, 13 games? He's shooting 45% from 3. So the move has worked, and Klay does not look like a Wash player. But if the Warriors want to make a deep run, as Steve Kerr was mentioning, and Steve Kerr joined Willard and Dibs the other day, and he was saying that, I still believe this team could make a run. Look at what Miami did last year. Look at what the Lakers did last year. Some people are going to laugh at that. But they do have the pieces, I think, to win a round or two. But if they are, if they have any hope in doing that, obviously Curry has to play like Curry. Draymond has to be special. Kuminga has to continue to rise. The key is Andrew Wiggins. And I know it's funny to say that. And I get why people don't want to count on him. I get it. I understand it. He had 22 points the other day, 10 rebounds, a double-double. It was a Memphis Grizzlies. Problem is consistency with Andrew Wiggins. But the Warriors want to have any shot at doing what Steve Kerr thinks is possible, which is making a deep run out of the play-in tournament. Andrew Wiggins has to do what he did the other night, which is be aggressive, be efficient. He was 9-14, 4-6 from the three-point line, 22 points and 10 rebounds. And there's 14 games left. Is there anybody who has hope that Andrew Wiggins can be that consistent player over the next 14 games and help the Warriors go on a little run here? I know it sounds ridiculous. I sound ridiculous right now. But on the postgame show the other day, Mully and I talk about this all the time. Mully says this every single game. If the Warriors make a run, it can't be if Andrew Wiggins plays like this. It has to be Wiggins has to play like that. He has to play like that if the teams want any freaking shot at doing something and making some noise, as Steve Kerr mentioned the other day.
Well, he'll have a game here and there. It's more about the consistency, Bonte, right? Like, I can't remember the last time he had three or four great games in a row.
I agree.
When was the last time? Three or four great games in a row.
May have been a couple years. No, it was during the 16-game stretch. It was during the 16-game stretch where...
Three or four?
Three or four.
It just feels like to me it's been one out of every three or four.
No, I feel I
that's
understand.
Been good, and maybe I'm underrating some of his performances.
I understand why you feel like that.
So it feels like we've been asking for that for multiple seasons, and he hasn't been able to deliver. I feel like that ship has left the harbor and it's not coming back. I would go, you know, watching Draymond the other night, and then his podcast and him going at Taylor Jenkins. I don't know what he's getting at with that. I don't know why he continues to rip Taylor Jenkins. I think he just needs to let that one go. To me, it's like an engaged Draymond.
Wait, he ripped Taylor Jenkins?
Well, he was basically saying that when they got into the frack, this is on his podcast. It got dropped last night, and I listened to it. Parts of it last night, parts of it this morning. He was basically saying, I'm
insinuating here.
You've
listened to a lot of his podcasts lately.
What?
You've listened to a lot of his podcasts lately.
He's put like three or four out in the last 2 weeks.
You were taking a break from it for a while.
# new media.
Well, you know what? They've been shorter episodes, so they're easier to consume. And then once it starts and I'm feeding the baby and I'm just kind of there, you know? Right. He said that Taylor Jenkins like flopped when he hit him, essentially. I'm paraphrasing. Flopped and like sold it like he was hurt and got up slow. And Draymond was like, if you were really that hurt, then you know you should go to the locker room. And I think he was insinuating that Taylor Jenkins was selling it so that the officials would kick Draymond out of the game.
Okay. Anyway.
My thing would be like, Draymond, I need you to just play engaged basketball. Like, I need you to go. Like, right now, I think Kuminga is more of a sure thing night to night in terms of focus than Draymond, which is kind of like, sucks.
Well, Draymond's played well.
But his attention is so dedicated toward the extracurriculars.
But you can say Kuminga's focus. Well, Aldama's hitting wide open threes. And they had to call a timeout to say, hey, Kuminga, you need to focus on this guy. This guy just hit six threes. He just hit a 6-3 the first half. Let's go. So it was a team-wide lack of focus.
No, I agree with that. You know, but Kuminga's bringing it intensity-wise. I thought he rebounded brilliantly in that game, and I thought that his attacking was outstanding. I mean, Kuminga right now has whatever. You want to say he's the second most important Warrior, second most consistent Warrior, second best scoring. Like, he's somewhere in that mix.
I look back to Andrew Wiggins, and people could say it's a lost cause. If he's a lost cause, this team's going nowhere. They're just going nowhere. Now, you asked what did he have a three-game stretch. I was looking at the game logs here.
Yes, please, Wynn.
Dude, he had a three-game stretch where he shot 16-22, 20 of 30 from the floor. He scored 17-22-23. He was very efficient. That's when they lost the one-point game. They lost the one-point game to Sacramento when they blew a lead. They lost to the Lakers in double overtime. Then they beat the Sixers at home. But he went 17-22-23. rebounds 4, 5, and 5, assists 4, 3, and 4. Again, 20 of 30 from the floor. So he had that stretch before he stepped away from the team due to personal reasons to where he was giving you 15 to 5, but he was shooting 46% from three and 53% from the floor. Now this may just be who Andrew Wiggins is this season. Hey, love it. You're not going to change the screen from orange to blue. You're slipping. I'm kidding. I'm messing with him on YouTube. Just make sure he's working. But
it's already blue. Don't scare me.
Oh,
like that.
Sorry. I'm behind on YouTube. but honestly, that to me is the key going forward. Am I off base with that? Like 888-957-9570, Dub Nation. By the way, shameless shout outs coming up in 20 minutes. And again, if you're new to this, shameless shout outs, you can shout out your car. You can shout out your dog, shout out your wife, shout out your husband, shout out your baby daddy, shout out your baby mama, shout out your goldfish and your fish tank, shout out, you know, if you want to shout out Disney Channel and having all those movies available for youngsters, shout out to the Disney Channel. Shout out whoever the hell you want to shout out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
8957-9570, shameless shout-outs coming up. But I do want to take some dub calls. Dub Nation, what has to happen over the next 14 games to get you to believe that the team has enough to make a run? Because I feel like Dub Nation is down on this team. Dub Nation is just like, they're already talking about the offseason. I'm saying to myself, there's still a season. Still got 14 games left.
I know. I do believe a lot of people are ready to hit simulate and go to the offseason. I don't think you're wrong when you say that. I do think that there's a lot of people, because I think this year has been, on the heels of last year, it's been an exhausting couple of years for Warrior fans. Every time they try to wrap their arms around this team and think that they have a chance, right, they stub their toe. And a lot of it is self-inflicted, you know, like, you know, whether it's suspensions, team guys walking away, not playing well. It feels like some guys didn't want to be here.
Right.
Like, there's just a lot, man. There's just a lot going on. And, you know, I do also think that, like, you know, Pajemski feels like he's hit a little rookie wall here, and not necessarily that he's tired, that teams are adjusting to him. And they're like, all right, you want to take a couple dribbles into the paint? Fine. We're going to cut off the passing lanes.
Right.
We're going to force you to put it up, right? And I think that they went down the road with Pajemski, and I think it was working for a while. I'm not sure it's that sustainable.
Yeah, but Pajemski's not going to be the reason why you lose in the first round of the playoffs.
He's playing 35 minutes a game.
No, I hear that, but he's not going to be the reason why you don't advance the playoffs.
No, I agree.
This is about the big boys.
But he's got to play better, too.
No doubt, but this is about
the... If you're going to play 30-something minutes...
That's on curb. However, this is on the big boys.
I mean, he's got to play better.
This is on the big boys, though. Yeah. If you want to get to where you need to get to, Brandon Pajemski's not dictating whether or not you're winning or losing games. Now, can he make some losing plays? Can he make some winning plays? Absolutely. But my expectations for him going into the season and my expectations for him now, it's not as high as it is or it should be for guys like Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Chris Paul. And Chris Paul's doing a damn thing. Chris Paul's playing excellent basketball. Klay Thompson's playing excellent basketball.
Well, but like when I look at it, like just like the last couple of first quarters, it does feel like they've come out flat, right? And he's a part of that. And
he is a part of that.
So like, and again, I'm not blaming it all on him. I'm just saying like when you're this dire and things are at the end of the season and you have to get rolling right now, he's got to get rolling. He's got to hit some shots.
Yeah, but
or you know, they got to adjust that starting lineup because they cannot fall into these 12-point gaps to start games.
They're
not good enough.
They're not good enough. But in my baked-in equation or my pecking order on who needs to do what, Podziemski's down on that list. This is about the big money guys. That's why I always look to Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins looked like the biggest bargain in the NBA a couple years ago when he signed that extension. And now people can't wait to flip him or try to get something from him. But here's Anthony Slater, our Brandon Podziemski. Then we'll take your calls, 888-957-9570. Still a few open phone lines here. Here's Anthony Slater on whether or not Brandon Podziemski has hit the rookie wall.
Well, I still think he does a lot of the small stuff, although he didn't rebound well the other night. And typically he does, right? Usually you see him up at 6, 7, 8 rebounds. His assist totals are, you know, chunk assists, 4 or 5. You know, he's going to take the charge. He's going to play solid enough team defense. Where you have not seen it lately is the scoring, right? Scoreless in 25 minutes the other night. I think his offensive limitations at this point in his career in a starting lineup that, you know, does not have Clay is maybe shown lately, but that's, you know, part of his growth process. I do think longer term, he has some scoring upside. He's off the bounce. Threes have been solid this year. His catch and shoot ones haven't. You know, I've talked to him. I know he wants to eventually kind of polish up the mid range and maybe go to the mid range a little bit more. It's been floaters, those little hooks that haven't worked as well, not finishing inside as much. But again, I mean, you mentioned it's part of why the team is the 10th seed. They're starting a 19-year-old rookie. They're playing a rookie center a bunch. They're leaning young, and young is exciting at times in the NBA, but young typically doesn't get you to the West Finals, NBA Finals.
I'm 100% with Anthony Slater. That's not going to get you to the NBA Finals. Starting pods or leading out pods and TJD, they're ascending. They've had very good rookie seasons, Podziemski and Trayce Jackson-Davis. But if you're counting on these guys on a team that has championship players that has been part of championships, then you're not going to go far.
You know, I don't think fans are counting on them. I think the team is counting on them.
Well, I think the team wants to count on Andrew Wiggins.
Well,
to me, if you want to do anything like Steve Kerr or Steve Kerr, what are you talking about?
Let me pause you right there because I agree with you. But like, this is where Andrew Wiggins has been so disappointing. They clearly need a two guard to defensively and offensively. And I thought he could fill that void, and he has yet to do it.
No.
At all.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Let's go to, he just dropped off. 888-957-9570. Shameless shout outs coming up in about 15 minutes. Shameless shout outs in 15 minutes.
Wouldn't you agree the number one need for this team is starting two guard? A two-way two guard?
Sure. Every team in the league wants
with Curry specifically, but
if you again, when you have Andrew Wiggins not defending at the level he should have been defending at, this should have been a year where you could get by with Clay. Now, I do like Clay coming with CP3 and Trayce Jackson-Davis because some of the things on offense, especially now, Draymond Green is looking for Steph and Curry at the top of the key. I don't know, Draymond and Clay can still play together at a very high level.
Yeah.
But in that starting lineup, when you're trying to get Andrew Wiggins force-fed, and you're trying to get Jonathan Kuminga going, because remember, Kuminga's now taking shots away from Andrew Wiggins, from Stephen Curry, from Klay Thompson, in that starting unit. Sure, I would love to have a two-way guard. What if Wiggins could play the two in that starting lineup?
That's what I'm asking.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you keep telling me like, well, you know, we shouldn't be asking Podziemski. He's third in minutes per game. That's what the team's doing.
I know that's what they're doing.
You know,
but like, I can't lean on him. I can't go out of the way and blame Podziemski.
I'm not blaming him.
You know what I'm saying? He's the reason why you're losing or winning. The guy just he's having a rough spot right now. He's having a rough spell for a week. It happens in the league.
No, he's been a good rookie.
But he's been a very solid rookie.
No, he's been a really good rookie. But I look at it as the team is over-relying on him.
They are because of the ball pounding. You're not playing .5 basketball. You're not moving the ball. There's a lot of ball pounding, a lot of dribbling here. Here's JJ in San Jose. Spent $10 on this on YouTube. Hot take, the way the Warriors handled Jordan Poole really turned off fans, including myself. Then this year's issues with Draymond and Wiggins really disappointed us. We are done. That's JJ in San Jose. Is that the case? Has some of the things that have happened with this basketball team turned you away from the Golden State Warriors? Because I do hear some people say, well, they're not watchable. They're unlikable. Da-da-da-da-da. I think they have a very likable team. The brand of basketball they play when they're humming is very watchable.
I think they've spoiled us.
But they have spoiled us.
I think that's like, and I'm speaking for myself, and I don't know how many agree with me out there, but I do believe that a lot of us were so accustomed to seeing the best basketball any of us has ever seen in our lifetimes, right. And everything was beautiful. The defensive end was just connected to no degree. You watched passion and ball movement and spacing and the high IQ backdoors, and if you left a guy off screen, the selflessness to set screens, and like we were watching the highest level of basketball the Bay Area has ever seen, right, for almost a decade,
right.
And we were watching some of the most genuine, down-to-earth dudes. Like, they were also great guys, which I think, you know, baked into the whole thing, family guys that everybody related to, and they were lovable and so many things. And when they start to struggle, I think everything gets, you know, all the negatives get kind of accentuated,
right.
And the flaws go out there, and I do believe that a lot of people like myself, we got spoiled and we thought it would last forever.
Right.
And that's just not sports. Nothing lasts forever.
Nothing,
I mean, the Patriots just ended.
Yeah, nothing lasts forever. But you know what? Is there something with this team? We still have 14 games left. Like, we'll get to the offseason, and trust me, if with the way everybody's talking, the way people believe in this team, the season will be over sooner rather than later. A lot of people mindset are saying, yeah, whatever. Let's just move on and get to the offseason. Well, the offseason will be here. And there will be a lot of changes or a lot of choices that this team has to make. The decision makers, the top dogs, the Lakers, the Dunleavy's, they're going to have to make decisions on how to move forward with this roster here, because obviously there's been a struggle. There's been a struggle with consistency. There's been a struggle with injuries. Draymond being suspended didn't help situation. There's a lot going on here. And then the fact that you haven't won at home, you're just 18-18 at home. That fear of having that devastating home court has dissipated this season. Teams are coming here like Aldama. We read a segment the other day on the pregame show. Who are all these guys just lighting up to Golden State Warriors? Guys who are having career highs. Harrison Barnes had a career high this year against the Golden State Warriors. G.G. Jackson, we all remember him.
Well,
Aldama was cooking the other day, for crying out loud. Miles McBride, who had three games in which he scored a total of 19 points in 57 minutes, all of a sudden plays 46 minutes for the Knicks and drops 29 against the Warriors. That's been happening way too much.
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with fear. I think it has to do with, like, we're not good.
Teams just not playing? Or teams not playing capable? Like,
we're just not as good. You know what I mean?
Guys are not
consistent.
When
you see somebody who's slower and older in front of you, you're going to blow by them. I just think, I look at this team, and they're older, they're slower, and they're short, you know? And that's a really bad recipe.
Yeah, it is a bad
for where you're at right now. Look, I know the offseason is the offseason, but I'll just put a little something into your head here. And you can say, Joe, you're an idiot. They're old, blah, 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 blah. And that's fine. I believe with the youth across the board of the NBA and how extremely athletic and how extremely dynamic every team is, I think the only way for the offseason to go, if I'm the Steph Curry and the Warriors, is I'm doubling down and I'm saying the old guys need to take the league back for 1 year. And I'm dead serious on this. I'm finding a way. It feels like to me everything's lining up this way. You're getting LeBron and you double down on the old guys and you roll with just Kuminga and a bunch of old dudes and you try to run one championship back.
LeBron's in a nice spot right now, right? He comes here. I mean, back to LeBron James. Back to LeBron James. LeBron James not guaranteed a championship.
There's no guarantees. There's no guarantees on any championships.
You become older. You're just as slow. I just don't. All right. Other than box office reasons and content reasons and ticket sales, LeBron?
To think that a 27-year-old or 26-year-old is going to want to come here via a trade and demand to come play here feels even more asinine than me suggesting that LeBron will be great in year 40.
I'm just looking at it stylistically. LeBron's going to have the ball in his hands. He needs the ball in his hands, right? Draymond Green needs the ball in his hands. Chris Paul kind of needs the ball in his hands. There's a lot of guys who need the ball in their hands to be effective.
I know you're not agreeing. I'm just trying to figure out how it works
from a basketball. Like, I know LeBron and Curry could play together. There's no doubt.
But we're talking ourselves. We're trying to talk ourselves into a team that I know is deeply flawed right now in the Golden State Warriors. And if LeBron came to this team, instantly he's the second best player on the team.
Like, you do that, and it feels like Carmelo to Gary Payton going
probably
to the Lakers. It feels like
probably
Dwight Howard to Steve Nash going to the L.A. Lakers with Kobe Bryant and not making it past the second round. I just don't see how you get better. I just don't see how LeBron makes you better. You have to get younger.
I mean, they're closer to 11 right now than they are to 1.
No, of course.
I mean, like, they're
No doubt.
They're closer to 11 than they are.
But think about why that is. Why is that? Andrew Wiggins, inconsistencies. Right, we can until we're blown. Andrew Wiggins this year, the guy's averaging 12.7 points a game. 12.7 points a game, Andrew Wiggins. Right, 4.5 rebounds. And you think about his lowest numbers. It's come the last 2 years with the Warriors where he averaged 17-17, and we know why he averaged 17-17 because you got to feed Clay, you got to feed Curry, you got a lot of scorers on his team. But usually it is the height of heights for Andrew Wiggins. He's averaging 20 a game. He's down. Think about this. He's down to 12.7.
Can I use your thing, though?
So now, on Wiggins,
hold on real quick. Who fears him?
Here's the other thing, too. He's taking 14 shots a game. He's down to 10 shots a game. So the aggressiveness is gone. So now I'm thinking about Andrew Wiggins being inconsistent. You're asking me why they're closer to 11th? Or Andrew Wiggins averaging 12.5
points
a game?
He's not the only reason.
Oh, he's not. No, I'm getting there. Draymond Green missed 18 games due to suspension. Got kicked out of three other ones.
And now his back's still hurting.
And now his back is aching.
And they're locked up for
games here and there. Exactly.
He was talking about it yesterday on the podcast. Like, his back's not good.
Back's not good. So that's another reason. Clay getting in his own head and then all of a sudden getting out of his own head. That helped. The young guy's not ready to roll. Not playing Kuminga early this season. What's hurt? They needed his athleticism. So there's a lot of baked in reasons as to why they're in 10th place. Like, LeBron James, the answer? Going old is the answer?
Well, I think praying for one of these younger stars to demand out and come to the Warriors as like a savior, like that feels less likely than me banking on LeBron being good in year 40. Talking about Curry for months now.
But what if LeBron is just setting this up and then maybe he tries to get Clay to come down to L.A.?
Oh, that could be
possible. He does have a $51 million play option.
Who knows what LeBron's doing?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's go to Chris in Daly City. Chris, what's happening? By the way, shameless shout-outs in 5 minutes. Line them up. 888-957-9570. Your opportunity to shout-out anybody you want to shout-out. Chris in Daly City, what's happening?
What's good, Bonte? I'm just wondering why we're so doom and gloom on the Warriors right now. We got 2 weeks.
First call of the day, and let's just go ahead and flush it. Let's just use the flushing.
Poor guy. Connection flushing.
No, look, Chris in Daly City, call us back. I just wanted to hear the flushing sound. Call us back.
Am I too close to the painting? Should I be more optimistic?
Call us back.
Do I sound doom and gloom?
That flushing sound was brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. I think you've lost faith in this team. It sounds like you've lost. Hey, look, I'm not telling you to be, hey, man, they're going to wave your pom-poms. They're going to be okay. The Warriors are going to go 11-3 in the next 14 games. They're going to win. They're going to go to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody should do that. They are who they are. They're 18-18 at home. You are what your record says you are.
Last year it was the road. This year it's home.
Yeah, it's home. It's just strange. And think about all the games.
I don't think it's strange. I just think they're not as good.
No, I think it's strange because they've blown. Think about how many leads they've blown. It's been very weird. They've blown so many double-digit leads at home where we're accustomed to, hey, they're going to win at home. They're gonna freaking blow teams out with a third-quarter run or whatnot. We have been spoiled here. But I think if you want to move forward and you want to get back to being a competitive, if you want to get back to a championship picture, I don't think going down the LeBron route is the way to do it. That's a quick fix, quick band-aid to fix or try to fix a problem, and there's no guarantees there. LeBron James can't beat the Denver Nuggets with AD. And
well, you're just trying to maximize the last year or two of Curry's prime.
Yeah, so there may be other avenues to do that.
That's the reason why it makes
sense. There may be other avenues to do that. I'm not sure that's the avenue to do that. I'm really not.
I'm looking at this year, and it's just every time I'm ready to give them the benefit of the doubt that they had earned the 9 years prior, it feels like then they come out and they lay an egg, and you get a game where you're just like, what is going on here? There's no sense of urgency. They don't realize where they are in the standings.
No, there's a sense of urgency, and I think they do understand where they are in the standings. They understand that clearly where they are in the standings. They understand that they put themselves in a foxhole. I think that's so fair to say. They don't know. But they're in a situation to where they need to try to just regain their form for the 14-4 stretch of playing good basketball. And it's not about the standings at this point. It's about playing the best basketball you could possibly play at a consistent level. You got to get consistent here over the next 14. They understand where they're at in the standings. They know the Rockets are 3 games behind them. They understand that they're in 10th place.
Is it only 3 now? It's 3?
It's 3. 3 in the loss column.
3 in the loss.
And the Warriors right now have the tiebreaker.
So there's 4.
I'm not necessarily too worried about the Rockets right now. I'm worried about how the Warriors are playing, what their form looks like. And tonight against Indiana.
Halliburton.
And tonight, now Halliburton's had a little bit of a, he's had a little bit of a bump in the road. He hasn't been as efficient lately over his last 10, 11 games as he was the first half of the season. And maybe that has to do with the injury. Maybe that has to do with some of the things that he said off the court about being used as a prop. But you look at him over the last 10, he's shooting 42% from the floor, just 17% from three. That's Halliburton. Last 10 games, he's shooting 17.6% from the three-point line. He's got 1-3, 1-9, 1-9, 1-6, 2-6, 1-6.
I hope he doesn't bust out tonight.
3-10, 0-6, 0-6.
Who's like, marking him up tonight to start the game?
It's got to be Kuminga or Wiggins.
Yes.
That's where Wiggins comes into play. If you want to have any faith in making a run and winning a play-in game, Andrew Wiggins has to be Andrew Wiggins. And I know it's a big ask. It's a big ask right now.
He did it against Luka a couple years ago. Why should it be any more crazy?
I thought he played hard against the LA Lakers and defended LeBron James and made it work for things.
Yes.
So
a little easier when AD got off the floor because it makes the rotations a little easier. No, but I agree.
Right,
it was a much better effort. Right, absolutely.
So
beggars can't be choosers.
Exactly. So 888-957-9570. Line them up. Let's shout them out, man. Shameless shout outs here on a Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for Shameless Shout Outs on The Morning Roast.
Well, you know you make me wanna.
So this one may be a little bit long, but I got a lot of shout-outs to do right now. A lot of shout-outs here. This is going to be from the PCA event last night, the Positive Coaching Alliance Game Changer Award to benefit. First of all, shout-out to the PCA's president, Jason Sachs. Great to meet you. Great organization. Got to chop it up with him a lot. We're going to do some things in the future. So Jason Sachs, number one. Julie Foudy, who I got the MC with last night. I was in awe of being on the same stage as Julie Foudy. Felt like I've known her for forever, for what she's done for U.S. women's soccer, for what she's done for women all over the country and playing soccer, being an ambassador, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, 2-time World Cup award winner. I'm thinking to myself, how the hell am I on the same stage with Julie Foudy? So I was flattered and honored to be alongside her. David Fox at NBC, my boy Sean, who produced the show last night, did an amazing job last night making it easy for us. Everybody at PCA, everybody at the presenters, Matt Kane, Logan Ryan, Gary Payton II, Lucy Rushton of BFC, Matt Kane of the Giants, Dallas Brayton giving his stories, honoring their coaches, Daryl Jordan, Frank Waiter, Mauro Gazzo, Michael McHugh, and of course Brian McDermott. Hopefully I got those names right, but the PCA event last night was special, a lot of fun, a lot of people who listened to the roast. I want to shout out everybody at Chase Center, the incredible staff in NBC Sports Bay Area, Michael, who works with the 49ers, who allowed me to put on the white gloves and hoist a Lombardi trophy. He's like, go ahead, Bonte, I'm gonna do a shout out. And people are like, Michael never does this for anybody, Bonte, feel lucky.
Oh, wow.
I do feel lucky.
But for the king,
I feel lucky. Ted Griggs, longtime NBC, big shout out to NBC. I saw Sarge last night.
Kingmaker.
All right, man. Hey, listen, man. It was a who's who. Larry Bear. Sarge was there. Raymond Ritter was there. Shout out to Raymond
Ritter.
How
close did Sarge get when he was talking to you?
Oh, we always get close.
Nose
we get
to
up
nose?
Close and personal. We get up close and personal, man.
Very Sopranos-like.
Carlos Ramirez had to come over and give a joke, and I was like, be careful with that with Sarge. You don't do that with Bobby Sarge.
Yeah, you might get
you better
shanked.
Kiss the ring. But shout out to everybody at PCA, man. Truly, it was an honor to MC that event, man. I feel flattered. I feel very, very lucky. I feel blessed about that. So Julie Foudy, Jason Sachs, DePage, everybody involved, Devin Fox, everybody out there. It was a great time last night at Chase Center.
So I've got a couple quick shout-outs. The first one, and this goes to everybody out there, whether you're applying to a private school or you're applying to a public school to try to get your choice for high school, all the kids out there in eighth grade, parents and kids, listen to me and listen to me good, in the words of Gary Radnich. I went to many high schools. Many. I was a bad kid that kicked out of many of them, deservingly so. But what I learned, it doesn't matter where you go. The energy you put forth every single day will dictate the experience you have at the school you go to. So even if you're sad that you didn't go to your first choice, or you're sad that you didn't get your second choice, or whatever it is, you will find friends. You will find a good experience if you go in with an open heart and an open mind, and you put in the work wherever you go, you will get a great experience out of it. Because I know there's a lot of kids that are frustrated or whatever, that they didn't get the lottery choice that they want, or the selection into the high school they want. It is irrelevant, all right? It's whatever you want out of it. So I want to make sure we know that, because a lot of kids got their acceptance in and out this week. The other thing I want to say, 17th annual Dante Benedetti Classic at Oracle Park, triple header at Oracle. If you're going and you're a Little Leaguer, wear your Little League uniform. 11:30, University versus Piedmont. 2:30, Redwood versus Marin Catholic. And at 5:30, under the lights, SI Sacred Heart, Bruce Mahoney game. The Dante Benedetti Classic isn't just a tournament. It's to celebrate a great organization that donates for kids. They do every year. They sponsor certain kids to go to school. Dante's Boys Foundation. Find them. I will tweet out the link one more time today. Support people who support our community.
One quick one here. PCA. Bayshawn was in the building last night. Sean Jordan. Got to shout him out. Chopped it up with him. He's very excited about the Giants. And then Camilla. Camilla had a fangirl moment. She goes, oh my God, Bonte, because her husband, Alexei, did not show up last night, but he's a huge roaster. She told me, she goes, my husband always comes into the car saying, did you hear what Bonte said? He didn't say Butcher Boy, he said Bonte. I'm just jabbing you because you always say, did they ask about me? They didn't ask about you. They asked about me. So shout out to Camilla. Last night, who was out there working the room? Shout out to all you roasters who were in the building last night.
Who worked the room the best?
Last night, everybody was working it, man. I thought Julie Foudy did a great job working the room. Devin Fox works the room. Carlos Ramirez, I seen him working. Raymond Ritter works the room. Festus Azili and Monty Plour in the building. They were working the room. Matt Murphy's working the room. We're all working the room. We're all pros.
How many Dallas name Brayton. Drops?
Oh, I'm name dropping everybody. Name dropping everybody.
Get flowing plumbing and drain in here, because my guy has a leaky faucet from all the drops.
Man, I'm name dropping everybody, baby.
Seriously.
Too. Shout out to Gary Payton II. You don't like that? You don't like PCA awards. No, I'm kidding. Well, okay, shout out to the Positive Coaching Alliance.
Napier.
Game Changer Awards and Benefit. All right. Can we get to the calls or we get to Lovin? Lovin, you're dying to talk.
I don't know. You guys say I'm long-winded. I want to give a shout-out to the Peninsula Humane Society and SPCA in Burlingame. My friend Allie works there. And they are going to be at the Warrior game tonight.
Nice.
They're going to be out front in Thrive City from 4 to 7. You can go to their adoption booth, meet some of the animals that they adopt out. Warriors players are going to be arriving with some of the animals that can be adopted. And word on the street is at 6 o'clock, a certain pregame show might be having some of these animals visit.
I didn't know anything
that's what I'm
about
here
that.
In this release, so.
Oh, well, okay.
You might have
Dante's a big gerbil guy. Well,
I guess I'll.
They
I guess
do
I'll,
have gerbils there.
I guess I'll find out at 10 o'clock when I hit my Zoom meeting for today's Warriors pregame show.
So this is all in celebration of National
Pup Day. News to me.
Vontae's going to, like, start with, like, a giant snake wrapped around his.
Oh, I love
his
snakes.
Really?
Like
yeah,
Spears
I do love snakes.
You
yeah.
love snakes?
Oh,
I'm like
snakes
Indiana Jones. I'm out on snakes.
Yeah, no, I like snakes. I
really?
Like snakes. Yeah. I know how to table.
Shout out Peninsula Humane Sighting.
Unless it's King Cobra or a python.
I thought you were going to go like haters, snakes in the grass, like that.
There are snakes in the grass.
He's a big fan of Jake the Snake.
Trust me, I was a big fan of Jake the Snake. There are a lot of snakes in the grass. Before we go to the live, Spinoza, you got something?
Yeah, shout out my mom and my mother-in-law helping your boy out this week. Jade has been halfway across the country out in Providence, Rhode Island all week for a work trip. She's working very hard out there. It's very difficult for her to be away from her kids. She's doing awesome. But shout out my mom, mother-in-law helping your boy out this week. Very early mornings for both those kids. I got to be away from them. So shout them out. Also shout out. We were shouting out women's U.S. soccer. Shout out the men's side. Big win last night in the CONCACAF Nations League semifinal, taking out Jamaica. They will face Mexico this Sunday in the final for the CONCACAF Nations
League. I love
that. I know we're going to go to the lines here in just a second. I also want to shout out a guy from Lakeview, Baldhead Rick, passed away last week.
Rest in peace, Baldhead Rick.
You know, he was a very influential person in the neighborhood and obviously was a musician and an artist and just a great person. I got to meet him many, many, many times. We used to drink with me and my dad when both of us were drinking back at the Ave on Ocean Avenue with the bar, and just a great dude, an absolutely great dude who always had an ear-to-ear smile, and man, shout out Baldhead Rick.
Shout out Baldhead Rick, no doubt about that. Let's go to Coach Adam of the city. Coach Adam, what's happening, Adam? Coach?
Good morning, fellas. I just want to give a shout out to City College alumni Darion Trammell, who's about to lead the San Diego State Aztecs at 10:45 tonight on another wonderful run through the NCAA tournament.
Shout out the jungle. Shout out Marin City.
Get to a TV and watch our boy.
Yes, sir, like Coach Adam. I love it. Love it, Coach Adam.
Coach Adam, I want one of the pinstripe baseball jerseys that City College has. Those are so sick. I'll pay for it. Dude, what? They're sick jerseys.
I do got a bag of swag.
Segment, so.
Yeah, it is a shameless segment.
That's what
I'm not judging. I'm just going to the lines.
I'm just judging. My number is 24. I'll take a large.
The small guy. I'm an extra large. RJ Fairfield. Oh, RJ Fairfield. RJ. What's up, RJ?
What's up, man? I thought shameless shout out, man. I got something to go. I'm about to run through these real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Be my guest.
Shout out to Washington Wizards first, right?
Okay, hold on, Bonte. I got something for you. Hey, shout out to my coworkers for hosting a baby shower for me last night. Nice. Thank you very much.
Oh, congratulations. Your first kid, RJ? Oh.
My first kid, man.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, RJ. Congratulations,
man. Appreciate it, man. Baby Robbie on the way. So, thank you. Appreciate it, man. But you ain't going to like me after this. But shout out to the Kings for sweeping the Lakers this season. Shout out to the Rockets for winning last night. And let's go Pacers. Thanks, Bonte, Shasta. Y'all, I love y'all.
All right, RJ. That was harmless. That was harmless. Let's read a couple of the CONCACAF business text line. Oh, shout out to Dregs. One of the best Bay Area podcasts. I do like that. Thank you for your kind shout out to my daughter Kennedy last week. She had her surgery Wednesday. It was extremely tough, but successful.
Nice.
She is currently listening to the roast from the hospital to help get her through. Thank you both again. And go Kennedy. That's TJ in San Jose. Shout out to Kennedy, man. That's awesome. Shout out to you guys at TD West Electric. Love you. Wiseman Joe. I don't know who's Wiseman. Joe and King Bonte. You don't have to call me King Bonte. Shout out to all the amazing bartenders at Velvet and Martinez and Napa. That's from Brandon Cadiz. Got any calls here? You want to go? No. We'll go straight to the injury report.
It's time for the injury report. By Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, Warriors hosting the Pacers tonight at Chase Center. While the Warriors are healthy, the Pacers may not be. As forward Obi Toppin is listed as day-to-day with a left ankle sprain. It's giving you about 10 points a game in 21 minutes for the Pacers. Of course, the former first-round pick with the New York Knicks. He's a high flyer. He can get above the rim. He's the type of player who's giving the Warriors issues this season. He may not play, so could be a big boost for the Golden State Warriors, as well as Benedict Mathurin is out for the season, the shoulder injury as well. So the Pacers coming in shorthanded, but desperate for a win. They're looking for payback as the Warriors in that first game dropped 45 points on the Pacers in the first quarter. They got to win this game to have a winning homestand to go 2-1 before they go to Minnesota Sunday for a big-time game against the T-Wolves on the road. The injury report brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What is coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking. No compromises. More of your calls about the Dubs, man. Where are we at with the Dubs? Where's your panic meter at? Do you even want to go to the play-in? Where the Dub Nation at, man? Why are you guys so down right now? Team still has a shot. They still have a shot. That's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking. No compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.